summer in a glass. That is what good iced tea is to me. But making a good iced tea is not always easy to do. A few years ago, tea expert Bill Waddington of Tea Source joined us to dispense the last word on how to make a perfect glass of iced tea. It's good to have you back, Bill.
It's great to be back here, Lynn.
I'd like to talk about iced tea. Is there a single sort of best way to make it?
I have my favorite way to make iced tea, and maybe we'll call that the best way. And
it's yours, of course.
Because,
it's
the reason
way.
I love it is because it's the easiest way to make tea in the world of any kind. You don't even need to know how to boil water. It's a cold brew method. All you do is throw some tea leaves in a pitcher or a jar at bedtime, at nighttime, fill it full of tap water, throw it in the fridge. In the morning, voila, you've got a whole pitcher full of iced tea. Never even heat the water. It extracts the flavor over the course of the evening while you're sleeping. In the morning, you've got beautiful iced tea. And it comes out so smooth. It has no edge to it whatsoever, any tea that made that
And you strain off the leaves.
You strain off the leaves, or you have the leaves in a strainer to begin with of some sort or another, or a filter bag. Absolutely. And it comes out so beautifully smooth.
That's so surprising. I mean, it does sound like this method of making coffee where you soak the grounds overnight and then you strain it. But doesn't the heat bring out nuances in a tea that you want?
An ice brew tea will be a little bit softer. It will be a little bit gentler.
Right.
And you can get more of an edge if you like an edge. If you like astringency, yeah, brew hot tea. But I'll tell you, this method is what got my wife off of Diet Pepsi in the morning, every morning as she left to go for work. She'd just make a pitcher of iced tea at night.
A tea merchant's wife drinks Diet Pepsi in the morning. I love it, Bill.
She used to.
When you say put in the tea and put in the water and leave it, well, you say put it in the refrigerator, but what are your thoughts on sun tea, where you leave it outside?
Sun tea is a great concept, except for the idea of the sun, because what you're doing is you're taking wet vegetable matter, which is a tea leaf, throwing it in a pitcher, throwing it out in the sun for 8 hours. I've had a lab scientist tell me once that's what they do when they want to grow bacteria. Cold brew iced tea is the perfect answer because it's the same mechanics, except you're putting the pitcher in the refrigerator instead of the sun.
Okay, so do you use more tea in proportion?
Less.
Less tea?
You use less tea when
you... Even though it's going to be diluted?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't know why that is, but it's absolutely true.
Huh.
Use about 2 tablespoons per half gallon of water.
Okay, so now you've got a cup here.
Here's a green mango iced tea that we brewed up, the cold brew method. And green teas are tough to brew for iced tea with hot water because it's so easy to turn green teas bitter with too hot of temperature water. That's why they're perfect for the cold brew method.
I have to tell you, this smells like a fresh cut mango with something acidic behind it. That's so subtle but so good.
Sweet note comes through? Does the fruity come through?
Yeah, the fruity comes through. Mm. I get a little bit of almost lemony quality from it. I can taste a green tea here.
Good.
That's great. And this will work with black tea.
This method works for all teas. If you like a really strong tea with a little bit of a bite and a little bit of an edge to it, I would choose a Ceylon tea or an Indian tea and do it with a hot brew method and cool it down afterwards.
Okay, Bill, I want to just go over this. We're talking about to make iced tea, you do 2 tablespoons of tea to a half a gallon of water. You put it in the refrigerator overnight, and then you strain it, right?
That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Any kind of tea?
Any kind of tea, it'll work great.
And once it's strained, it'll keep how long?
Easily 3 to 4 days.
It's fabulous.
Good. I'm glad you liked it.
I guess I shouldn't ask you about your thoughts about the powdered...
you get what you pay for.
Okay. Bill, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Lynn.
Bill Waddington is owner of teasource.com. You can find Bill's advice for that classic iced tea, as well as ideas for other cool summer drinks like agua frescas and iced coffee, on the website, splendidtable.org.